Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Law Hour's Editorial Review. The Editorial Review is sponsored by Truth Radio Network. It's an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour's Editorial Review is heard nationally on KU Band Radio at Telstar 5, 7 days a week on Truth Radio Network and worldwide on the Internet. For more information about the Editorial Review and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website. That's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, and in the light of Bible prophecy, biblical law, and scriptural history. So stay tuned for tonight's special reports right after this message. Charles Lyell, one of the pillars of modern geology, published his Principles of Geology back in the early 1800s. Lyell's concepts are so widely accepted today that most people who believe in these principles don't even know who originated them. But it's from Lyell's system of reasoning that a doctrine of origins was devised and developed by simply projecting all of the natural processes that we observe today back through time indefinitely. That way, catastrophes like Noah's flood have been strictly ruled out, and this process is called science. Well, listen to this. Let's take a look at Niagara Falls. This famous waterfall is a magnificent example of a geologic clock, and that geologic clock reveals a very young Earth. Now, that's because the rim of the falls is wearing back at a known rate every year. So geologists recognize that it has only taken about 5,000 years maximum to erode from its original precipice. Now, what did our teachers tell us about the dinosaurs' extinction? Wasn't that about 65 million years ago? Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist now to do the math on these kinds of pseudo-scientific lies that go under the guise of evolution. Evolution is not science. Evolution is philosophy and religion. And this is just one more of the many examples of evolutionary propaganda that masquerades under the label science. And it's one more of the many lessons in my Mosaic Law School that I conduct here twice a year in Isabella, Missouri. Now, for more information, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? Remember, that's a four-hour commentary, a commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free of charge, and you can order yours right now. The number, 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, why don't you go to my website, it's georgegordon.org, click on to the email, send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. Hey, here's a bulletin came in today concerning the inflation rate in the United States. I thought this was a shocker. The Federal Reserve has announced that they expect a stock market crash any day now. You might have missed that. Maybe you didn't hear that report on the regular or the usual media outlet. Well, Think News, that huge should have been the headline on every newspaper this week. Well, it wasn't reported, so I'm going to report it to you right here. Well, it's true. They didn't speak the words. No sage quote came from the Fed governor or the venerable chairman, but their actions did all of their talking for them. You see, if you go to the Fed's website, go to the Federal Reserve website, you'll see that they reported M3 is up an astounding $104.8 billion in the past 2 weeks. Let me repeat that. You probably don't go to the Fed's website very often, and you probably don't pay very close attention to the M3 money supply. You know, up here an average Joe Sixpack. But get this, it's up $104.8 billion. Hundred Reserve has come to the conclusion that equities are at a grave threat to deflate at crash proportions, and soon. So the Fed is convinced that deflation in assets is so probable that it's worth the risk to manufacture more money at a 30% annualized clip. Hyperinflation by the United States Central Bank right before your very eyes. So what's next? Well, expect the president to declare martial law. Have you ever thought that you'd see this? Now, we've got a debt elimination information. I receive quite a bit of, inquiry, I guess we'd call it, from people. They want to know, well, what about these debt elimination plans? Well, I've looked at several of them, and they're, for the most part, just frauds and scams. Now, we have a legal system, and bankruptcy is the normal legal system to accommodate people that get in over their heads financially. It's a counterfeit of the biblical system called the year of release, which requires that you release all debts. I'm going to do that next year at Passover, next year, 2005. I'll send all of you people out there that owe me money a letter, and I'll threaten you. I'll tell you that this is the year of release. You have just 1 year to pay off, and if you don't pay me what you owe me, I'm going to forgive you the debt. Yeah, that's right. Because you see, at the end of every 6 years, I have to forgive the debt. That's what the law requires. So I'm going to forgive all of my debtors their debts. And of course, all of my creditors should do the same for me. Now, I don't have any creditors. That's because I don't have any credit. Well, that's because I'm a deadbeat. I happened to be in court one day, and they were asking me some questions about my credit and credit history. And they asked me about my outstanding debts and obligations, and I said, I don't have any. So how much income do you have? I said, I don't have any of that either. The judge was kind of shocked. And he said, well, how do you pay your bills? And I said, it's easy. I don't have any bills to pay. Now, that's a shocker. Well, many people out there have debts. The average American family of four has a $70,000 consumer debt. All these scams come from the same source. They all come from Roger Elvick. That Elvick has a very fruitful and productive mind for theft, fraud, and crime. He's been convicted two or three times, and he continues with these new programs. I mean, this guy should be a multimillionaire by now. I don't know if he is or not. But boy, he has led more people to prison than any other single person that I have encountered in 22 years in this business. I don't know of anybody who has led more people to prison than Roger Elvick. Well, we've got a debt elimination plan going around, and so there is actually some information out there on the web to help you make some decisions concerning debt elimination. Thought I'd share some of it with you today, particularly as it relates to credit cards. So here's mistake number one. Debt elimination information. Do you make any of these seven common credit card mistakes? So here's a credit card mistake that's fairly common. Number one, paying a little bit over the minimum payment on each credit card. Here's the facts. You'll pay off your credit cards quicker by following this simple plan. Let's say that you're adding a total of $150 to your payments, split among six cards. That's $25 extra to each card. If you take that same $150 each month and focus that $150 on paying one card, you'll pay off your cards quicker. First, one card gets paid off in total, and then you have five cards left. Five cards left. Apply the same $150 to one of those five left. Apply the same $150 to one of those five left. Apply the same $150 to one of those five left. Which if you don't pay, they'll take your house away from you. Don't you think you'd be better off to leave the debt unsecured and then doing nothing? Well, we haven't investigated that yet, What's wrong with doing nothing? Well, doing nothing is the path that a few daring souls choose. Well, either daring or just plain broke. What sucks about doing nothing, not paying, not answering your phone, not opening your mail, and not even being granted any more credit, is that doing nothing actually shortens your reach when it comes to earning money. It affects your entire life. I don't know if you believe that. Let me repeat that. I don't know if you believe that what goes around comes around. Works like karma. But then you stop communicating monetarily, the other side stops too. In other words, the money coming in slows down or stops, and income slow down, whether immediately or coming soon, occurs. Yeah, I got a comment on that. I had a little experience about this doing nothing. Let me tell you what happened in my case. I didn't do anything. And, hey, they didn't forget about me at all. They filed suit against me and took me into court and said, we're going to collect from this guy. Now, doing nothing has its drawbacks, because then you can go and explain to the judge why it is that you're not paying, and then he'll issue a judgment, and then your opponent can take the judgment and go out and collect on anything that you've got, lien your paycheck, put a lien on your house. They can take your cars, take your toys and assets, you know, whatever you've got. They'll take boats, cars, motorcycles, toys. Well, ain't nothing worse than the man getting his toys taken away. So I'm not so sure that doing nothing works the way this guy is describing it, but I didn't notice any slowdown in my income, but I sure noticed a speed up in the lawsuit. So tuck that one away in your heart. So doing nothing is also a huge mistake. And then there's debt consolidation. I already told you about debt consolidation. That's a bummer, too. So these guys aren't lying to you. They're telling you that these are the four things that you're being advised to do by the establishment. In other words, the divorce lawyer, he comes along and he advises you, see. Did you ever notice how you get good advice from your divorce lawyer? I want to point out that divorce lawyers make their money off of people's divorces, not on reconciliations, not on solving problems, not on, you know, reason, logic, and common sense. We make our money on knockdown, drag-out fights and brawls, on restraining orders, and alimony and child support payments, and throwing you in jail. That's where divorce lawyers make their money. Well, where do you think bankruptcy lawyers make their money? They make it off of the poor sap that can't pay his bills. Let me make a suggestion. I'm not going to charge you anything, but I got something to sell, too. And what I sell is the law of God and the law of Moses. I know it's a wild new concept, but bear with me here. This whole concept of debt is bad, and paying interest and usury violates the law. God told you not to practice usury. Don't practice paper money. Don't use unjust weights and balances. But you didn't listen. And you went out there and you wanted to cut a fat hog in the back, and you did. And you got your MasterCard and your Visa, and you hustled out there and you maxed them out. And so now you're faced with debt consolidation, or with debt mediation, or with bankruptcy, or with doing nothing. And you got this new scam running around out there. Give us your money before you give it to the bankruptcy lawyer. And that's what happens here. See, after you people get through with giving all your money to the lawyers, then you call me and you want me to work for you free. And I don't work free. And I don't want to work free. I want you to call me before you throw your money away on lawyers and scams. Now, what I do is I teach school. I teach people how to solve the problem. I'm not going to give you a fish. I'm going to teach you how to go fishing, and then if you starve to death, it's your own fault. It's my contention that school is a better remedy than going to a paid professional to have him solve your problem. Because when your doctor solves your problem, you will never get well. I have never experienced in my life a time when I walked into the doctor's office that he said to me, Gordon, what the hell are you doing in here? You're cured. You're well. Get out of here. You're not sick anymore. I don't want to see you again. When was the last time your doctor told you that? Now think about that. You go back to the doctor. I've seen women with little kids. They go to that doctor for years and years and years, and that kid is always sick. That kid is always on medication, and the medication always makes the kid sick, which is why you always have to go back to the doctor to get more medication to feed to the kid who's always sick because he's always on medication. It's what we call doctoring you to death. And lawyers lawyer you to death. And psychologists and psychiatrists psychiatry you to death. And then the credit card companies indebt you to death. And then we have the bankruptcy lawyer who bankruptcies you to death. Don't you think it's time to start taking the white life pill for a change? Instead of the red death pill and the green death pill, let's start talking about the white life pill. I agree. Debt's bad. Debt consolidation is bad. Home equity loans are bad. Paper money is bad. And your government's bad. And this debt elimination information clown is bad. And all this amounts to is more brainwashing. You got two choices here. You got this debt. And if you don't do anything about this debt, there's going to be all these dire consequences. That's choice number one. That's totally unacceptable. Okay, here comes choice number two. I have the handy-dandy debt elimination information packet. Call me today before you spend your money on that lawyer so that I can take your money away from you instead of the lawyer taking your money away from you. And the lawyer is saying, let me take your money away from you rather than MasterCard taking your money away from you. And MasterCard saying, why don't you get a debt consolidation loan so that we can take your money away from you before the savings and loan forecloses on your house and they take your money away from you. Did it ever occur to you that maybe God Almighty himself might have had a better plan? That's my contention. Usury is bad for you. You need to stop paying that usury. Debt's bad for you. You need to stop practicing debt. Income's bad for you. You need to stop practicing income. Income tax is bad for you. You need to stop practicing income tax. Now write for or call for my free general law CD package. That's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And then let me tell you my story. And then I'm going to tell you the story about Moses, about what Americans used to do before we had credit cards and income tax and Social Security. We used to work our ass off and work to pay our bills. It was a wild new concept. Let me tell you about that. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. Well, I'm out of time. We'll see you back here next time. It'll be Sunday night. Thanks for listening. Until then, good night, friends.